It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte!
When I was a young lass, I met me strapping Johnny. He was tall and he was handsome, and I looked upon him fondly. He started his pursuing, and soon we were a-courting. And when springtime was a-fading, a gold ring I was a-sporting.
The shirming a ding a da.
Night when me Johnny was sleeping, and I got up in me bed close through the house I was a creeping.
The shirring on the ding on the da.
Wait for the daddy o,
wait for the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I saw him off that morning, the deception I did cover, and he bid me Johnny farewell, for me heart still called him lover. They captured my poor Johnny, but now he lies in prison, and they say my name he curses, but at least me husband's living.
The shirring of the ding of the da.
Wipe all the daddy-o.
Wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. The shirring of the ding of the da.
Wipe all the daddy-o.
Wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and today we are doing pub songs from women. This is something I just hit me the other day. I was putting together a show for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast of female artists, and I realized that women, well, in general, in Celtic music, you don't see as many women, which is pretty much throughout the music business. But in the pub song world, even more so. I think of all the artists that I really love, the female artists, they're Colleen Rainey, the Gothard Sisters, Caddy Finlayson. They're all doing stuff that's not pub songs related, and I want to do something specifically for pub songs. So about the only place I could go to find artists who did that was the Renaissance Festival circuit. And so many of these artists are from that circuit. Not all of them. I did find a few tracks that I decided to play in that genre, but most of them from the Renaissance Festivals, including the first band that was Merry Wives of Windsor with Jenny's Story from their album Tales from Windsor's Tavern. And they actually probably one of my favorite when it comes to good pub songs that aren't necessarily just bawdy songs. You can find a lot of bawdy singers in the Renaissance Festival circuit who are doing, you know, pub songs type stuff. But Merry Wives of Windsor, they have some of that, but they're not just that. A lot of their music is, well, like that. They took whiskey in the jar and turned it into Jenny's Story. Very cool. All right, next up is Melanie Gruben. This is the Irish medley of epic proportions from her album Market Day.
I've been a folk singer for many a year, and I've found there's a few songs that folks like to hear. I'm glad that they know what they tend to enjoy, but while Rover has the curse of a tiny boy, so it's no name never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the song while Rover. No, never, no more. See, a song can be kept. Song can be bright and fill thousands of listeners with generous delight. But when Wild Rover, his constant request, the musician would quite like to have a wee rest, so it's no. If you're guitarist by name and you're playing in a session? Do I feel your pain? Your eyes will lose focus if you're anything like me, cause I swear everything is in the key of G, so it's no
should be my Krushkin. Lon, Agramo grimo frushkin, zvanchu yamo wani. Agramo grimo frushkin, don. Agramo grimo frushkin, zvanchu yamo wani. Is carbalum to cooly, duvno pon. And when grim death appears in a few uncertain years and says that my glass it is drawn, I'll say be gone, you knave, for great buckets gave me lave to fill another grushkin, lawn, 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 to fill another grushkin, lawn. A gramo grimo grushkin, slanchiem a wordy, gramo grimo grushkin, lawn. Gramo grimo grushkin, slanchiem a wordy, it's come along to coolie, doof no bone. Then fill your glasses high. Let us part with lips not dry, for the lark has proclaimed it is dawn. And since we can't remain, let us shortly meet again to fill another krushkin, lon, 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 to fill another krushkin, lon. A gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Gramo grimo krushkin, lon. Gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. A gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Gramo grimo krushkin, lon. Gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. A gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Gramo grimo krushkin, lon. Gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. A gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Gramo grimo krushkin, lon. Gramo grimo krushkin, slanche yamo wernin. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon. Is come along to coolin, duv no bon.
About a man named John. He had seen a fair maiden on a distant hill and decided he must court her and make her his own. Ah, but there was a problem.
Isn't there always?
It seems that way. And you must listen to our story to find out what it was.
On yonder hill there stands a maiden. Who she is, I do not know. I'll go and court her for her beauty. She must answer yes or no.
And herein lies the problem. Because this maiden had a wise and kind of father who knew well the wiles of young men.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her some good advice before he left her on her own.
My father was a Spanish captain, went to sea a month ago. First he kissed me, then he left me, bid me always answer no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no.
But John was determined and had thought to himself, I know what young women want. I will pay her many compliments and I will give her many gifts. And then she will be my own.
Oh, madam, in your face is beauty, on your lips red roses go. Will you take me for your lover? Madam, answer yes or no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, oh, no, John, no, John, no. Oh, madam, I will give you jewels, I will make you rich and free. I will give you silken dresses, madam, will you marry me? Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, oh, no, John, no, John, no.
Now, you might be expecting John to give up at this point and find another young lass who'd be easier to convince.
That's the idea.
Hmm. But John had decided that this was his one and only. So he set himself down and he thought 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 and he thought. Shiloh, he didn't think that hard.
Well, it was more actually the thought of thinking that hard.
Now my head hurts. Anyway, he came up with a solution and you must listen to see if you agree.
Oh, madam, since you are so cruel and that you do scorn me so, if I may not be your lover, madam, will you let me go? Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, oh, no, John, no, John, no. Then I will stay with you forever if you will not be unkind. Madam, I have vowed to love you. Would you have me change my mind? Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no. Oh, hark, I hear the church bells ringing. Will you come and be my wife? Oh, dear madam, have you settled to live single all your life? Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no.
So now all you young men who think no is the worst word you can hear from a woman, take some advice from John. Change your questions.
After Melanie Gruben was Abby Green with Kruschenland from Why Should I? And then came Queen Anne's Lace with No John from Fair to Stormy Weather. Little pub talk. There are some new Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirts. Once again, they are designed by James McDaniel II. These feature two Celtic women playing a fiddle and flute, and it reads Real Celtic Music. And of course, the podcast name, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. These shirts are a limited release. You can only get them in 2017. So please order soon. Go to CelticMusic.org. While you're over there, you can also order autograph CDs and swag directly from me through my new Bandcamp store. Last month, I stripped down the CelticMusic.org. I killed the entire WordPress site, and now it's a very simple website directing you to various locations where you can buy my music and other stuff. Now, autograph CDs will only be available this summer for purchase. After that, CD Baby is probably your best bet. Or if you're concerned about getting CDs in a timely fashion, then definitely go to CD Baby. I'm doing this basically for the summer because, well, I don't have as many shows. Every little bit of income will help. Hopefully bring in a little bit more, and I manage the shipping and all that. So go to CelticMusic.org and buy some CDs. Oh, and you can also find links to digital downloads if you prefer that. I have new videos on YouTube. In fact, I'm working on a new video marketing strategy, which involves releasing a new video on my YouTube channel every week. Now, some of these, they're going to vary a lot. Some will just be podcasts, basically. Some are travel videos. Some are promo or news videos. Some are music videos. In fact, I want to do at least two videos highlighting my music every month, but there might be more. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel so you don't miss them. I'm still developing them. And if there's something that you'd like to see or learn from me, post a comment in the show notes. Finally, the Gunrunners Club is my home on Patreon. Right now, I have 119 people generously pledging $1 per month or more to support my life as a musician. Patrons get free music, early versions of songs and lyrics, behind-the-scenes podcasts, a stereo version of this Pub Songs podcast, and a first look at new videos. You can see all the cool gifts that you can get for just $1 a month at markgun.com/us. You don't just get all these amazing goodies I mentioned earlier, though. You can also get a digital copy of my next album. It's for the Browncoats, fans of Joss Whedon's Firefly and Serenity. It's called As Long As I'm Flying, and it'll be out this fall. And it's yours just for subscribing. As far as getting a CD of that, I'm sorry, but you are out of luck. The Kickstarter is now over. It was a great success. Check out my blog at markgun.com to find details about that. Special thanks to my newest patrons, James Slavin and James Gallick. All right, next up, Heidi Talbot with Bedlam Boys from In Love and Light.
See Madame Bedlam, and she goes on dirty toes. For to save her shoes from gravel, still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys. Bedlam boys are bunny, but they all go bare and they live with the air and they want no drink, no money. I went down to Satan's kitchen for to get me food one morning, and there I got sauce piping hot. All on a spitter turning, still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys. Bedlam boys are bunny, but they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink, no money. Murdered giants, and they bag a long knife carries for to cut men's pies from children's thighs, with which to feed the fairies. Still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys. Bedlam boys are bunny, but they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink, no money. Thank you.
right above his head. Yes, he heard the sound of a right above his head. Now this young man was a bold young man, so up the stairs he sped, and very surprised was he to find the chandler's wife in bed. And with her was a bold young man of most incredible size. Yes, and they were having a right before his eyes. Yes, and they were having a right before his eyes. Now when the fun was over and done, she lifted up her head, and very surprised was she to find a man beside her bed. And she said, if you will keep my secret, sir, if you would be so kind. Well, you may drop in for a whenever you feel inclined. Yes, you may drop in for a whenever you feel inclined. So many a night and many a day when the chandler wasn't home, down into the chandler's shop for candles he would roam. But nary a one she gave to him, but gave to him instead just a little bit more of that to light his way to bed. Just a little bit more of that to light his way to bed. Now all you married men, take heed whenever you go to town. If you must leave your lass alone, be sure to tie her down. Or if you would be kind to her, just lay her right down on the floor. Oh, that's lovely. Yes, and give her so much of that, she'll come back to you for more. Yes, and give her so much of that, she'll come back to you for more.
Love a drink that's foamy, warm, and wet. We drink men under the table every chance we get. Drunk men give big tips when they're staring at your tits. We wenches are sincere.
We love beer. We love beer. In a jar, in a cup. If it's beer, bottoms up. The more you sip, the more you'll tip. Oh, we love beer. We love beer.
Now there is nothing finer than to serve a beer with head.
After Heidi Talbot was Fidlinda with Woman Man Long from There and Then, Here and Now, and then Half Pint with Chandler's Wife from Fair and Tender Ladies, and finally, Merry Wives of Windsor. I just love them. That was We Love Beer from Bottoms Up. Now, if you have a favorite female musician or band, I would love your feedback. So post in the comments. Let me know who they are. Feel free to add a link to one of the bands. And if you like this women's pub songs, then post a note about that as well. You can also share what other pub songs some of your favorite female musicians are doing, and maybe I'll do another one of these episodes in the future. We're going to finish up the show with the Screaming Orphans from their album Ballads Rule. Okay, this is The Parting Glass. Thank you so much for listening, and I should be back again next month Sláinte.
Of all the money that e'er I spent it in good company.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.